All right, sure. That's good. Well, welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff. Thanks for being here till 4 o'clock. We like to play you the legends. We just heard a bunch of legends there before the break, and we also like to play you stuff that introduces you to new things, perhaps, that you haven't heard before. And I love it when other people introduce me to new music, and then I get excited about it and want to tell you about it, and then, you know, hopefully the ball starts rolling, and, you know, that's what we do, us music nerds. And, well, here's one. I can't stop playing them. I can't stop thinking about them. They've played Dietmar's Festival now the second year running, and they're one of the best bands ever. I love them. I called John Black and the Rats, and I'm going to push a bunch of buttons on the phone, and hopefully we'll get Dietmar after that. You listening to Tell the Band to Go Home?
Gotta cheat like a saint. And you're raising hopes to the ground, finding foes where they can't be found. Still you keep fighting for what you're not sure. So let's raise our glass to the ceiling. My heart needs healing. This country's bringing me down. Take me
Let's take you away to Germany. Hey Dietmar, are you there?
Hey Jeff, how are you?
I'm great, and I'm so glad to be talking to you again. It's been far too long. How you been? You doing all right?
Same here, Jeff. I'm doing great. Looking forward to the festival next weekend.
Oh yeah, I mean it's got to be for you at once very stressful and very exciting at the same time.
It's going to be some kind of stress, but I know it's going to be a great, great weekend, and people will love the bands and the music, and it's going to be a great community like last year.
Yeah, and that's, anybody can put together a good bunch of bands. That's not the hard part, but you have to have a bunch of things going for you to have a great festival. If you ask me, you have to have a great venue, and I think you've certainly found a great one. And then most importantly, I think you have to somehow attract that community of people who's going to come and support the festival, and who are going to be good people. And I couldn't believe how great the people were that I met there last year. You have some awesome friends.
Oh, I don't know how that came together. It's great. The people there, there's so many people I meet wherever I travel and go to shows and meet like-minded folks.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's such a good crowd and so many good friends and love. And it was ridiculously great.
It really was, you know. And so you kind of patterned your festival after the Kilkenny roots, is that right?
Yeah, that's kind of a big inspiration for me. Whenever I go to a festival, I like to see all the bands, as many bands as possible, and I want to see great bands and good music, enjoying the acts.
Yeah.
There's lots of festivals in Germany, but, most of the festivals do three or four acts that I like,
yep.
And again, another act that I wouldn't go see. Kenny Roots is a festival you can go wherever you walk. There are so many venues, so many great people, and every act is of such high quality. It's been kind of an inspiration to do a festival here as well. And I keep working on it to make it happen.
Yeah, well, I know you've worked hard, and were you kind of surprised when it all came together last year? I mean, even with the Daniel Romano snafu, everything seemed to fall into place and go well. Were you? There must have been a point where you kind of went, I managed to pull this off.
I knew it was going to be great. Looking at the lineup and all the bands, and I know all the bands that played last year, and I was friends with them, so I was sure this was going to be great. The only one I didn't know in person was actually Daniel Romano,
the guy who didn't show up. And now there's no need to be friends, so we're good.
Yeah, all good, right? Yeah.
This must take up a lot of your time, though, leading up to this festival. Is it very time consuming? Does it get to be more work than you wish it was?
It's actually quite a lot of work, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's taken up my spare time. but it's all right. It's just the last 2-3 months before the festival that I was really busy, and before that, it's just finding the acts, getting in touch with them. I only book acts I've seen before.
Oh, yeah?
So I know the chemistry between the bands and me is going well, and I know they can attract the audience and keep them enjoying the show. And it's got to be great, great music. And, I really like what I'm doing. And it's so much fun setting this up. But I'm going to be happy when it's over.
Yeah.
When you do something different.
Yeah.
I think I haven't read a book the last 3 months.
You haven't had time.
It's weird, you know.
Well, it can't be taken up, you know, every second of time, because you're still traveling around, going to all these shows and all kinds of places. You just got back from London, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I went to see... David Ford, he's playing next weekend at our festival as well. We saw him on Friday night, and he played a great, great show in London to about 400 people.
Wow.
Great crowd. He's a fantastic songwriter and performer. And on Friday, we found out there was another festival going on in London. It's called Noshville.
Oh, yeah.
By the guys who do the Maverick Festival in Suffolk, England.
Right.
It is a great, great Americana festival. And so we went there yesterday afternoon, met a couple of friends we know from other festivals and shows, and that was great fun. We saw Luke Takshera. I think I sent you a song.
Yeah, that's coming up, yeah.
I linked one of his songs.
Yeah.
And it was a great, great afternoon, yeah.
And I just got to say, I'm so thankful that you're safe. It was some horrible stuff went down in London yesterday. I'm glad you were nowhere near there.
Yeah, it's difficult, but on the other hand, there's so much panic going on, and the news, it's all over the news. And actually, there were just let it be thousand people involved in the things that happened.
Yeah.
But everybody who's posting, it makes people nervous. It's kind of dramatic.
Yeah.
And it's really sad for those involved,
right,
actually involved in the things. But the Londoners kept calm. There was everything was quiet, and people were doing their jobs. The tube was running this morning, and no one could tell there was something going on. Something bad happened.
Yeah. Well, it's some would say that when all these things start happening in big crowds, I know there was another incident in Germany just this weekend, I think, too, right? At times like that, some people would say, you know, maybe it's not a good idea to go to festivals and stuff. But I say there's nothing better for the world than great music and the fellowship that comes from such things. So I'm glad that you're soldiering on and doing it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you've got your list. Do you want to run us down the list of folks that are playing at your festival this year?
Yeah. Let's start on the Friday with the opening act, David Cawley.
Yeah.
I saw this guy first at the Kilkenny Roots Festival. What a coincidence. Great songwriter, great voice, fantastic melodies, and he's got a way of... the way he's performing, and he's winning over the audience.
Yeah.
A great, great act. Really looking forward to having him over playing his first ever show in Germany.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the second act is Peter Bruntner. He's kind of a genius. So far below the radar somehow, but he should be all over the radio. He's got great, great songs, and his stuff is like Americana power pop. He's got ballads, he's got rocky stuff, and I just read a nice preview of another festival he's playing, like Rocky Kings, English Kings band, Kings from the 60s.
Yeah.
Pop. And I'm sure you're going to like him.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
And then it's on the first night, the headliner for Friday night is John Black and the Reds.
Yeah.
And I know how much you like them.
I just love them. I think they're so great. Did it just kind of work out? Like, did you actually plan to have them back a second year, or did it just kind of work out that way?
I think we talked to John last year when he played our house. He played a house concert with a full band here in August last year.
That must be incredible.
It was crazy. It was loud, and it was such a hot summer day. We had to leave the windows open, the door open, and people from the neighborhood that hadn't been here before, they walked up to our house and were looking inside and said, "What's going on here? Is it a private event or... can we attend?" So I think we have 10 to 15 more guests at our house concert since John played here last year. And it's such a great live band, and so full of energy. People just want to join in and sing along and clap their hands. And such a great festival act. You know, he was playing just yesterday at another big German festival. Called the Orange Blossom Special Festival.
Yeah, I've heard of that one.
Yeah, and when we heard John was playing there as well, we said, "Come on, we'll make you the mascot of our Steady Group Festival," and we play this year again.
Well, I told you, I wouldn't be disappointed if you had him every year. I'd be fine with that, but, you know, I'll settle for two at this point.
Same here. Same here, yeah.
All right, so that's the first night, and then we take a little break and come back the next day.
Yeah, and we're opening on Saturday afternoon with Nadine Khoury. She was new to me last year, a friend of mine who's doing a festival in Winchester in southern England. He kept raving about Nadine for quite some time, and I saw her on a Sunday afternoon, early Sunday afternoon, almost the first or second act of the festival.
Yeah.
And she blew me away. That was such a great performance. Do you know the Bar Brothers, the Canadian band?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
kind of reminded me of their music. It was kind of complex, but always ended in such great songs and the different sound streams flowing together into an orchestrated symphony. Really, really enjoyed her. She's got a great voice.
Yeah.
Looking forward to what people will say here in Germany about her performance. I really love her stuff.
Yeah.
And then next one is Jack Marks from Canada.
Got to have the Canadian contingent in there.
Yeah, that's always got to be at least one Canadian, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Jack's great.
Who's then coming to the festival, just like Leroy last year, not the other guy who showed up.
We don't want to talk about that. Had to be a Canadian who got lost in Germany.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And after Jack Marks, it's Erin Ray and the Meanwhiles.
Oh, I'm so excited about that.
And I remember I played her. I introduced her music to you on the Saturday of last year's festival. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, sitting at the breakfast table, I got the goosebumps hearing that.
Yeah, right. That's what I felt when I heard this song Monticello for the first time. She's also a great performer, folk singer, like in the tradition of the '60s. And she's got a great band with her. The guitar player is some kind of genius, Jerry Bernhardt.
Mm-hmm.
Just saw him at Kilkenny Roots with Andrew Coombs. Great, great performer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's going on? Then it's David Ford. Yeah, we saw him just Friday night in London.
Yeah.
And then we have a German band, Tropos and the Art Director.
Oh, they're so fun, too. I've been watching tons of their videos on YouTube and listening to their records. They sound terrific.
Yeah, and they're such a great live band and so energetic. Kind of difficult is they bring their own backline and their own sound engineer and their own multi-core cables and stuff.
Uh-oh, they're divas?
I don't know how that's... It's not the word I would use.
They don't have a fancy rider like Romano had, do they?
Yeah, kind of.
Uh-oh. Okay, we'll watch out for these kids. And then a guy I know you've had at your house and know well, Danny and the Champions of the World.
Yeah, right. They are kind of a country Americana soul band. Great performers, such a great group, and also so much energy. I'm sure they're going to be one of the highlights of the festival.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And you will totally enjoy them.
Yeah, I know one of the hosts here on UMFM, Gail, is a huge fan of Danny and the Champions of the World. And
really?
So she said to definitely pay attention during that one. So that's great. So that sounds like a lot of fun. And I believe tickets are still available, are they not? If anybody happens to be in Germany or wants to book a last-minute trip?
Tickets are still available. I was hoping they would go better. And it's funny, I think we sold more tickets to Ireland, England, Scotland, the Netherlands than we sold in Germany.
Yeah. Well, our Germans, like in Winnipeg, everybody buys their tickets at the last minute. So I think Germans are a little more organized. But is there still going to be a rush at the last minute, do you think, hopefully?
Well, it's going to be a good crowd anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
We still got tickets at the door.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
You're still there, yeah.
Staticrootsfestival.com if anybody wants to order them online or take a look at the info. And, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Do you still have a wish list for future potential festivals?
Yeah, of course. I've got a great and long wish list.
It probably keeps growing all the time, right?
Yeah, that's true. One of my favorites for next year, I tried to win him over last year and this year too, is Aaron Lee Testrin.
Oh, yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think you're a big fan too.
Yeah, thanks to you. Yeah.
Did I introduce him to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Even better. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah,
he's a songwriter. I'm a big fan for almost 10 years now, and I only just saw him in February or January in Amsterdam for the first time.
And it was a hit.
He was amazing, fantastic. He was playing solo.
Oh, yeah.
I love to see him with band, but yeah. He's a great entertainer playing on his own, great storyteller, and he's got so many fantastic songs.
Yeah.
Well, he's one of the guys I'd love to see at the Celtic Roots Festival next year. There's more on the list.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty exciting. I know it's coming up soon, so I know it's going to be still a busy week. But hopefully, I can give you a hand or something in a couple of days when I show up at your house.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Really looking forward to having you over again. It was such a great surprise to see you last year. It was kind of a birthday present. Marion organized.
Yeah, Marion, she's awesome. She's looking forward to hanging out with her again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Too.
It was the best birthday present ever. It was kind of funny. I had Leroy and his band, Leroy Sagan,
yeah,
just shown up 5 minutes before you came up. Yes.
Yeah.
I was in the kitchen working on the computer with final stuff for the festival, and Marion wanted to go, I think, buying running shoes.
Yeah.
Wanted, that's what she told me. And then she came back. Parked her car in front of the house, and then some guy walked behind her. I was in the kitchen with Leo, and Leo said, "No, that's not possible. That's Jeff Robson. That can't be Jeff Robson."
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how we met in person for the first time. That was really a fantastic birthday present.
Well, I'm glad you thought so. I certainly felt I felt like it was my birthday too. It was a great thing. So.
Great.
Looking forward to it. And again, I got to thank you. You've been such a supporter of this show and of UMFM for so long. We are eternally grateful and really appreciative.
Well, I've got to thank you for being an inspiration for so many years, Jeff. You've introduced me to so many great artists. Like, I wouldn't have known Danny, Michelle.
Yeah.
Rob Zeman, Matt Evans. And also Fred Eaglesmith. They all played our house.
Yeah.
I all got to know them through you.
Well, that's terrific. And I know I keep running into people the past few weeks and telling them that I'm going to visit you, and they all really want to wish you well. I was talking to JP Ho a little while ago, and he really wished you well. He wants to get over and see you again real soon. And Rami was just here. She was extending her best. And so lots of friends that you've helped out and given inspiration to, and we're all very grateful.
Oh, that's good. Thank you, Jeff.
All right. You want to tell us anything about Charlie Whitten before you play your request?
Yeah. Thanks for playing some of the Celtic Roots acts the last few weeks on your show. I've you played so many of that stuff. I think I wanted to hear something different now.
Yeah.
And for the last few weeks, I've been listening to Charlie Whitten from Nashville. I never heard his name before. Cale Tyson and his band played a fantastic house concert here just four weeks ago. He's a guitar player. Juan Esperanto is his name, I guess.
Yeah.
He's from Nashville, and he recommended Charlie Whitten. I checked out his stuff, and it's great. His album, Hey Love, is from 2014.
Yeah.
Quite old, but it's brilliant, and I've been listening to for about 30 times since, and it's really fantastic.
Well, I know if you love it that much that we'll love it too, so we're going to play something off of that. And thanks for taking the time to talk to us. It is great to finally talk to you on the air, and can't wait to see you again real soon.
Thank you, Jeff. Have a safe trip to Germany, and I'm picking you up at the airport on Wednesday.
Yeah? Oh, are you? Okay. All right. Well, just hang on a second. We'll talk about that. But here's Charlie Whitten on Tell the Band to Go Home.
It's time we sit down and talk about where we are. Now I'm not trying to tell you what to do. Just listen for a while. There are things that have gone unsaid for long enough. And if you can't be honest with your man, it's gonna make things tough. But sometimes I swear I stand between that plan. Now you may find what you have always sought in someone else, but I fought hard for every memory that you and I have got. And who'll take my place? Should I have to go? It hurts so bad to think of you with someone else. I'd rather not. We'll be right back.
it's over. But you did nothing wrong. It's just I've turned to stone and don't want to lead you on. It's not that you're not pretty, and it's not that I want more. I got a head full of reasons for walking out that door, and I hope that you'll forgive me, but darling, it's just too hard to love. Yes, I know that I was distant, that I didn't open up. Well, that's just the way I am now. A year ago I wouldn't shut up. Now it's not that you're not clever, and it's not that you're not sweet. I got a heart full of reasons for walking down that street, and I hope that you don't hate me, but darling, it's just too hard to love. And if you'd caught me maybe I'd sing another tune, but my heart's a little beat, my pride's a little bruised. Yes, it's really over, and I am heading home. I think the way I'm feeling, I'm better off alone. Now it's not the way you touched me, and it's not the way you kissed. It just wouldn't be right to go along like this. So I'm sorry if I hurt you, but darling, it's just too hard to love. I'm sorry if I hurt you, but darling, it's just too hard to love.
or black, you won't win. Not until you got nothing to lose. With a sharp fine-tooth comb, strip you down to the bone. Baron Harper's too good to refuse. Fill your boots, spread your wings, show a pawn to a king. She's a match for your mountains of age. $10 Jenny, that's the name on the side of your door. Holds majority shares in your hopes and your fears. She's a broom, you're just dust on her plow. Hurry up, take your time, she wants 10 out of 9. Even got nothing to take 7 days. But God, I don't see. For $10 Jenny, that's the name on the sign above your door. Holds majority shares in your hopes and your fears. She's a broom, you're just dust on her floor. Hurry up, take your time, she wants 10 out of 9. Even God didn't take 7 days. Again, I don't see.
Wow, some terrific, terrific songs there by request from Rappel Dietmar. Holy cow, I liked that a lot. That was Donald Byron Wheatley from an album called Moondogs and Mad Dogs. That's $10 Jenny. Fantastic. As was the song we heard before that, Luke Teixeira from the album Darling, It's Just Too Hard to Love. Yeah. You get so lonely at times that it just makes sense. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Indeed. And we kicked that little request set off with Charlie Whitten from the album Hey Love. We heard Who'll Take My Place. Holy cow, we are running out of time here on the program. A couple of shows to tell you about. Coming up Saturday at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club, it's the return of the great Guy Davis. Do you know Guy Davis? Oh, if you like your blues, you head on out to the Times Changed early show Saturday. See Guy Davis. I don't know. Hopefully we'll have time for a Guy Davis song. But also coming up tonight, if you're not doing anything after the show, and it is, soon after the show, come on down to a house concert venue in Westwood called TNA Garage. It's on Shelley Street. And they're having a great show tonight with, coming up at 7 o'clock is the show, Dana Sipos. And this lady right here, Abigail LaPelle, she sent me this record years ago, and I remembered it well. And then she put out a brand new record this year, which is even better. But we'll go back to that older one from 2011 from the album Great Survivor. This is Abigail LaPelle playing tonight at TNA Garage. You should join me, Jeff at TeleBandagoHome.com, or give me a call if you can make it, 204-269-8636.
Oh, Sally, oh, Sally. have some wings. I don't care what happens. Let's have some wings, man. All right, all right, all right, all right. All right, boys, give your money to me, because you know these cards ain't free. Beans and biscuits and plenty of meat, because a Jack and Eight is hard to beat. Come on. If I was the boss and I had my way, drink all night and play cards all day. Please, Mr. Dealer, won't you drop that jack? Lend me $5 and I'll pay you back. Well, it's hard, hard, waiting on the cards to fall. Well, it's hard, hard, waiting on the cards to fall. And the baby lying in the shade, spending all the money that I ain't made. I got two women to call me honey, one real pretty and she bring me the money. Well, it's hard, hard, waiting on the cards to fall. Oh, well, it's hard, hard, waiting on the cards to fall. If you catch a jack and an ace, you shouldn't be playing in the first damn place. If you throw a jack and a deuce, I can look in your eyes and see it ain't no use. Well, it's hard, hard, waiting on the cards to fall. Well, it's hard, hard, waiting on the cards to fall. With a face, take all the money that's in this place. Please, Mr. Dealer, won't you show me that king? I put it in my piggy bank and shake that thing. Well, it's hard, hard, waiting on the cards to fall. Well, it's hard, hard, waiting on the cards to fall. If you get a jack in a tray, if your luck don't change, throw the cards away. If you stay a jack with a fool, go back home and lock your door. Cause it's hard, hard, waiting on the cards to fall. And look at where it's hard, hard, waiting on the cards to fall. Now if you drop a jack with a six, they'll be shooting cause the game is fixed. If a jack and a seven fall, look at buddy, you can lose it all. Well, it's hard, hard, waiting on the cards to fall. Well, it's hard, hard, waiting on the cards to fall. All right, all right, all right, all right. Now put your money on the wood and make the bet go good. Hey, don't you raise your voice at me. I'm the boss of all you see. Come on, man, throw the jack down. Throw the jack down. Throw the jack. Throw the goddamn jack down. Give me a 10, I gotta start again. If I was the boss and I had my way, drink all night and play cards all day. Please, Mr. Dealer, won't you drop that jack? Lend me $5 and I'll pay you back. Well, it's hard. Hard, waiting on the cards to fall. So well, it's hard, hard, waiting on the cards to fall. Well, it's hard, waiting on the cards to fall. And well, it's hard, hard, waiting on the cards to fall. Jack in the nine, man, ain't no good, you wasting my time. What, you got a fine pants, so wonder you still alive. Let me hear that car. In the moonshine glow, caught me by the pants and wouldn't let go. I told him I never seen no whiskey still. Bring back, oh, bring back Storyville. I had a jug of whiskey, maybe two or three. The sheriff come a knocking, said he looking for me. I can't run now, cause I just might get killed. But they never would have caught me back in Storyville.
liquor when it comes through town. You ought to see the people all falling down. It's a sad thing when a man can't pay his bill. Never would have happened back in Storyville. I had me a woman used to hold my jug, kept it in a trap door under the rug. I'd come there, lay back and drink my fill. Bring back Storyville.
There's Guy Davis. I have some good memories of seeing him at the Folk Festival in probably 2000, I guess. That's Bring Back Storyville from his album Sweetheart Like You. And before that, from the album Butt Naked Free, we heard Waiting on the Cards to Fall. You can catch Guy Davis on Saturday, early show, Times Changed. And if I was going to be in town, that's where you'd find me for sure. That's going to be great. So check that out. A couple before that from Abigail LaPelle. I'm definitely going to go check her out tonight at the TNA Garage. It's going to be a lot of fun. Still room available if you want to let us know. We heard Fur and Feathers from the new album Hide Nor Hair and Sally from Great Survivor. We got to go. That's it for Tell the Band to Go Home. Thanks for being here, everybody. We'll be pre-recorded next week, next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., but tune in. I got a good show already in the works for you. Tune in this Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, for the new Free Range Radio, starring my pal Skippy, who's right behind us, and that means that today is the final narrative. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for following us, Skippy. I know you're going to do a great job on Thursday. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com and do stay tuned.